Yorkton. The Godfrey Dean Art Gallery is currently showcasing the works of a local brother and sister artistic duo. Artists Purvish and Megha Patel practice Rangoli, an art form, in which patterns are created on the floor or a tabletop using materials such as powdered limestone, red ochre, dry rice flour, colored sand, quartz powder, flower petals and colored rocks, read the article on Rangoli from Wikipedia. Yorkton this week caught up with the duo prior to the completion their second piece now on display at the Godfrey Dean Art Gallery. This is Rangoli. That's what we call it in India. It's a traditional art passed down from years and years, it's passed down from generations to generations, said Purvish of his knowledge of the art form. Purvish said the art is often associated with celebrations that take place in his home country of India, noting it is believed to keep evil things away from homes. The duo uses a colored and fine-grained sand for their Rangoli and up to 12 different colors, though Purvish admits it is hard to find quality colored sand in the area, so they opt to import it directly from suppliers in India or purchase it through online retailers. Even if you go on Amazon and buy those colors, you would hardly get more than 12 colors, said Purvish, adding, if you go through India, they use a lot more colors than what you see in here. As for the application of the sand, Megha said the technique involves holding the sand in one's palm and draining it through fingers onto the canvas in this case being the concrete floor of the art gallery. It's a technique between your thumb and your first finger, said Purvish, noting the motion mimics the pouring of a bottle. The time involved in creating Rangoli is like any other art form. It depends on how big you want to go. We won't say we're pros, but if you see a pro who does Rangoli on a daily basis, they can do a Rangoli in an hour or so. Purvish said the Rangoli that was currently on display, a peacock, the national bird of India, took the duo roughly 6 hours to complete, noting that they had planned for a larger piece but ran out of colors. The one we are doing right now will also be a combo of 12 colors. Once we start drawing, we can go as big as we want. So Megha wants to start from the center this time and we'll go in each direction until our color runs out, said Purvish of the latest piece. Purvish, who has lived in Canada for 13 years and Megha, who has been here for 3, said they are proud to showcase a piece of their culture in the community, noting that this is their first time doing so. It's a good thing to bring our culture, said Purvish, adding, you know Canada is a multicultural country, bringing your culture out, being able to share those cultural values with different cultures, it's always a proud moment for us to show something. Modern art in the traditional way, Rangoli, will be on display at the Godfrey Dean Art Gallery until December 23.